Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your hosts, Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona, and we're excited to have you with us today. You know, at Bible to Business, we believe in working hard and praying hard to enhance the success rate of your home-based business. So whether you're a seasoned professional or brand new to the industry, you're going to absolutely love the show. So we talk about everything from Bible to business, and we also want to pray for your business as well. If you would like to have specific prayer, please post it on asanetwork.biz, or you can go to Facebook and do a search for ASA Network. And we have tools, strategies, and techniques we'd like to impart to you. We're going to be doing that all throughout the show. We're going to help you stay out of the NFL, stands for No Friends Left. And right now, though, we're going to kick it off with some prayer. So I'm going to have Deborah help us come in and honor the Father.
Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, we just thank you. Thank you for how much you love us. Thank you for being our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. Father God, we thank you that no matter what it seems like to us, you are still sitting on the throne, that you are there. Your Son is interceding. Jesus is interceding on our behalf. And Father God, I am grateful for that today. And I thank you, Father God, that we have your Holy Spirit in us, guiding and leading us, Father God. And we don't always know exactly what you're going to do, Father God, but we know that you are there for us. And then, Father God, I know this morning when I woke up, Father God, things just weren't lining up this morning. But Father God, I became very aware of that. One, I knew you said you would never leave me or forsake me. And then you turned around and Father God, you just started working things out. And Father God, and now, Father God, I can just feel your presence. And that's the kind of God that you are. That no matter what we're going through, you are always there. It's not what we always know, but it's who we know. And we know you because we're your children, bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for that victory, Father God. And we lift up Christ the King World Radio. We thank you for the platform they provided here, Father God, and bringing that light into a dark world and transforming those around them, Father God, in a mighty way. And we lift up those that are leading that ministry, Father God. We lift up Clarence, and we just thank you for your mighty hand being upon him, guiding and leading him, Father God, working things out to his good because you love him and he's called according to your purpose, Father God. We just thank you for the provisions, Father God, for the resources, for everything that he needs to be provided, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We just claim your glory, Father God. And we lift up World Media Ministries, and we thank you, Father God, for just helping other ministries, Father God, to get the word out and do the things that you've called them to do, Father God. There be blessings upon that, Father God. You have called us to go into all the world, Father God, and I thank you that they are going and taking others with them. And we lift up All Star Success Alliance, ASA, and the I Am Love Builders, Father God, and building those relationships to honor you, Father God, and Bible to Business, Father God. But we're not afraid of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we open the word, Father God. We're using the word of God as a plumb line in our lives and our businesses, Father God, to line up with the will of God, because there's no better place for us to be than in the hands of the Almighty God. And we thank you, Father God, that we can trust and know that you're there, Father God, and you lead us and guide us through that. And Father God, we've been praying over our states. We've been praying over our President Barack Hussein Obama and Vice President Joe Biden, Father God, and our Supreme Justices, Father God, in our military, Father God, because at the very head of who we are, you, the government, is on your shoulders. It's on the shoulders of Christ, your word says. And so, Father God, that you are the head, and then the government is on the shoulders, Father God. So we lift up the name of Jesus Christ above all, the name above every name. And you said every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess Jesus as Lord. And we claim that over America, Father God, and we claim that spirit to rise up in our president even stronger, and our vice president, Father God, and all those that are leaders in this country, Father God, for your glory and your blessings to prevail, Father God. And Father God, let us remember that we need to wake up every morning, Father God, and we need to be in a relationship with you. We need to be on our face before you. We need to be praying to you, get you started and moving through our day, Father God, that you would guide us, Father God, and be open to hearing, to listening to what you have to say, Father God, because your words are the right words that we need today, and that comes through the Spirit of God. So, Father God, help us to just release our lives into your hands today and say, Father, your will be done, Father God, in our hearts as it is in heaven. And we thank you for that, Father God, and we're excited about what you're going to do today and how you're going to transform the people's lives that you bring in contact with us. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. We appreciate that prayer, sister. You know, folks, it's really, really important for you to pray for your business and pray for our nation. Here in the U.S. market, we are going through some very interesting times. We've got things are opposite. Things are upside down. Things are turned around. And the thing that's going to save us is prayer.
Amen.
And not just you and I praying. It's going to take a lot of Christians who are sitting on the sidelines, just kind of watching this unfold, instead of them getting active. And I'm not talking about getting active in causing problems, but they definitely should be getting active in their prayer life and praying for their business, praying for the families, praying for the nation. And we've been talking about how to do that throughout this show. We've been going through a book called The Circle Maker book by Mark Batterson. It's an awesome book to teach you how to pray what's called prayer circles. And the first circle was talking about dreaming big. So it talked about how to pray big, how to go big. And we learned about how to do that. The second circle was talking about praying hard. So, you know, praying big is fine, but you need to pray hard. And we learned how to do that. And third circle was talking about thinking long. So basically praying past, you know, praying long, you know, and they had the example of there's some trees out there that you can plant and they don't really bear any fruit for 70 plus years. And there's some trees that actually go like 100 years. So those kind of prayers and those kind of things we don't do for us. We do for our, you know, for our family, for our children, and for our grandchildren.
For our future generations.
Future generations,
yes.
Yeah. So the third circle is kind of where we're at right now. We were in chapter 13. I don't know if we finished up in 13 or not, Deborah.
No, there's a few more things in there I just kind of wanted to highlight. One of the things is that, you know what, it is so, so important that we have this intimacy with God. And that comes out of a daily rhythm of prayer and intercession with God. Because if we only have a weekly rhythm with God, then we're not going to get the things that we want and need. Because we're not going to be able to hear him.
Right.
And he's not going to be able to direct us. So part of this whole thinking long is to remember that we have to have a daily routine with God and open communication on a consistent basis.
Sure.
And I'll tell you, this morning that made a difference to me. Because I have a habit of getting on my face before God as soon as I get up.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, I wasn't feeling right. It just wasn't in good balance with me. And I was just kind of like down. And I really wasn't hearing God. But what I knew was, number one, no matter whether I felt him or not, I knew he was there.
Right.
Because he says he'd never leave us or forsake us. And then I just did what I said. I don't want to do what I normally do. So I did my prayer, went for my walk. I prayed in the spirit. I did everything that I normally do, and what's so neat is that he broke through. You know, and that's the kind of thing. So every day you wake up, you're not going to necessarily feel that he's there, but the truth of the matter is you know he's there.
Right.
And I'll tell you, that made a difference for me this morning, and I'm glad I have a daily rhythm of prayer. Otherwise I could have been in that funk for a week.
Oh yeah, we definitely need to have that process every morning, you know. And And sometimes we get out of the routine, and sometimes it's actually good to get out of the routine a little bit, just to,
right.
you know, because we could get so wrapped up into the mechanics of praying or into our routine that we almost lose sight of why we're even doing it.
Right, right. We miss that intimacy because now we're doing it religiously and not trying to keep that relationship going to the next level.
Right, right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I know I have these statements that I read, these positive statements I read every morning. And every once in a while, I find myself reading the statement and I'm just reading it. I'm not even, you know, it's not even feeling real to me. And it's a very weird feeling to where I'm reading it. I'm saying, yeah, right. Yeah, right. Yeah. As I'm reading the statement. So it's definitely something we have to be mindful of as we're praying hard or praying long.
Yep, that's absolutely right. And the other thing is getting up early. It's not easy to get up early, but he says that's part of that praying hard, mm-hmm. is you get up and spend quality time with God and then go on with your day. And he says do it with expectation,
yeah.
expecting God to do something. He says our biggest shortcomings is low expectations.
Right, right.
Absolutely. And he says sometimes we can't do it by ourselves, that we need to maybe ask someone to join us in praying so that we can have more support. So recruiting people to pray with us can be a part of it as well. And to pray over our calendar,
yes.
you know, so that we have divine appointments that we've prayed over and we expect God to do something great in that meeting.
Absolutely. So you're listening to Bible the Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. You can find us over at asanetwork.biz. You can also find us on Facebook at ASA Network. When we come back, we're going to talk about boxing. And we're going to talk about 7 lessons from the boxing ring. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm watching people drive by T-Mac on the radio.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Bible the Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we work hard and pray hard to enhance the success rate of your home-based business. You know, I bet you probably didn't realize that boxing has a lot in common with you building your business.
Boxing, really?
Yeah.
That seems kind of weird.
Yeah. Did you know that, Cheryl?
I wouldn't have thought that either.
Yeah.
No, I'm intrigued. I want to hear more.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you more. So in boxing, the first lesson in boxing is preparation is the key. So just like boxing and business, preparation is the key. So in boxing, you know, you would never expect a boxer to just walk off the street and just hop in a ring and go toe to toe with like Muhammad Ali.
Okay.
No.
Without some
even
magic.
If you've had practice, that's not a safe thing either.
It's not a safe thing. You know, so you know, there is some preparation that needs to go into it, and how much preparation you do. People would be stunned at the amount of work that boxers do prior to even stepping foot in the ring.
You know, why is it that, you know, when you say that, it's like, well, yeah, duh, you know? But at the same time, why? I know I do it. Maybe I'm the only one that does this. But I'll look at something and I'll go, oh, that looks easy.
Mm-hmm.
Until you start getting involved with it. And you find out it's not easy.
Right.
And it's like, why is it when you look at somebody else doing it, it looks easy? The minute you get into it, it just gets so complicated so hard.
Yeah, because they make it look easy because they have prepared for that sometimes their entire life.
Yeah.
You know?
Made the sacrifices.
Made the sacrifice. It's like the folks that do the Olympics. They'll train for years just to get one chance at one Olympic season. You know, some of them are lucky enough to go to several Olympic events, but they trained for years and years, sometimes 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day for years just to get to the point that they can now compete with athletes from around the world.
Right.
And it all comes down to preparation.
Right. And I guess you're hoping in that preparation that when you have that moment in the spotlight, that everything becomes second nature at a high enough level to win the gold.
Right. Right. And we talked about this before, the especially like when they're running and stuff like that, the times between first place and the bronze are normally less than a second.
Right. Minuscule. I mean... That's amazing.
Yeah, it's like a tenth of a second difference sometimes.
Right. So if you breathe differently or if you started off a little bit better or just little incremental changes can make all that difference.
Right.
Okay, so preparation is first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The next one is developmental toughness.
So you have to work on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how do you do that?
Well, we're going to talk about that because when it comes to boxing, you know, they talk about the trainer that trained Mike Tyson and Floyd Patterson and others once said the hero and the coward both feel the same thing. But the hero uses his fear, projects it onto his opponent while the coward runs.
I have never heard it said that way, to project that fear onto the opponent, you know, rather than, you know, keeping it into yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And
what a concept.
Right. And translating that into a home-based business, when you start that home-based business, the thing that got you excited and thing that's got you all fired up and you spent the money on and stuff, now the real work begins. And the moment you start to tell someone about that, you start to realize, it's not quite going to be as easy as I thought. And that's when you have to develop that mental toughness, because you may talk to 10 people and none of them are interested. And you say, man, that's crazy, because when I saw, I just thought I could show them the same thing I saw. And they would just be so enamored with the whole thing. You know, they'd be signing up and, you know, we'd all be making a bunch of money. It never works that way. Never works that way. So you have to develop that mental toughness.
Right. And push through that and just keep doing it anyway.
Yes.
Because there are people out there that are going to feel the way we feel or similar and see it and want to be a part of it. But you got to keep going to get there.
You got to find them. And and you know, it'd be great if they all had this nice label on their forehead that said,
I'm the one,
just pick me.
Right?
That would be easy.
It would be easy. You know, it's like the Staples button, the easy button. Just, you know, no, that's not the way it works. You know, you've got to search for those folks. You got to keep turning over rocks, if you will, until you find that, you know, that gem, or keep opening up the clams until you find that, you know, that pearl. So it's it definitely requires a mental toughness. Number three is master the fundamentals. Now in boxing, the fundamentals are the four basic punches are the jab, the straight, the uppercut, and the hook. You got to master those four types of punches before you can, you know, start getting fancy. You know, you got... You know, you got Muhammad Ali with the fancy footwork, but if you don't master how to punch, you know, how to do jabs, uppercuts, and hooks, you're not in the game.
Fancy footwork ain't going to help you, is it?
Right.
That sounds a lot like our businesses, you know, and the fact that there's some basic skills that we need to have in order to be successful in our business, but we're so busy, you know, doing the fancy footwork and doing everything but mastering those skills.
Right, right. So let's talk about some of those basic things that you need to do when you're building your business. One of them is contact and invite.
Wow.
In fact, yep. I would say that if you got really good at contact and inviting, you would literally almost, you could almost get away with just that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just get good at contacting and inviting. Contact and inviting.
Right.
And it sounds simple. It sounds simple, but there's a couple pieces to contact and inviting. First of all, you have to have somebody to contact.
Right.
Yeah, that would help. That would help.
And that's one of the biggest challenges. Okay, where do I find the people? Right.
And then once you find someone, you got to know what to say so you don't scare them away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I equate that to fishing because when you go fishing, and I love to fish, you know, I fly fish now, but there's a certain presentation that you have to do when you're fishing. Okay, a certain type of bait you put on or fly or lure or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have a whole big can of worms and you go down to the lake or stream or river to go fishing, do you throw the whole can of worms into the water?
No.
Right. You may take one worm or a piece of a worm and put it on the hook.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then you throw it out there and then you put it on a bobber or you put it on a reel to where you're reeling it back in. But you're wanting that lure or whatever it is to spark an interest in that fish. So the fish start following it.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing happens when you're contacting and inviting. You can't just say, oh, my God, Cheryl, this is an awesome thing. You got. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I just can't even explain it. It's so awesome. You know, this one guy and he was there and he'd make money and you know, that's going to drive them away. So what you have to do is be more professional about what you're talking about.
Okay.
And you have to say, start asking questions. Say, hey, Cheryl, so how's it going? What's going on in your life? Have you ever heard of DNA testing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, start asking questions to get some, get them leaning into you.
Mm-hmm.
I
think in addition to contacting and inviting is follow up.
Right. Right.
I think that kind of goes up there too, because once you start the communication, you want to be able to follow up with it. And if you don't follow up, you'll just never know, you know, whether this is a person that's ready for what you have to, to offer.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's the tail end of it. But you have to start with the contact and inviting. And then once you invite them, you have to it's nice for them to actually show up or to listen to the information or go to the website or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as Deborah mentioned, you know, then you have to follow up for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so those are some fundamental things that you need to have in place. And there are others. And we teach about that all the time on ASA Network.
Right.
The next one is champions aren't born, they're made.
Mm.
Champions are not born, they're made.
Okay.
Now, sometimes they're made through tough times. In other words, a kid growing up on the streets, you know, has to fight his way to and from school, fight his way to and from the store,
mm-hmm.
fight. So now they, you know, they're hardened.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes they're made through that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they have something to fight for, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that would you say a champion is never born or just most champions are not born? They're made.
Yeah, I would never say all or I would say most. I wouldn't say never because, you know, there's always the exception. You know, there's always that person that appears they were just born a born leader or born communicator or born this and born that. But, you know, for the most part, they're made. But,
right.
But they're made by their circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's important for us to remember because when we see those rare people that just make it happen like that, and it's like we start thinking, what's wrong with me?
Right.
Like, no, there's nothing wrong with you. You're just in the made category.
right. So we've got a couple more, but we're running out of time for this segment. We come back, we'll go ahead and finish out that list. And we're excited to be able to bring these lessons from the boxing ring to you. And they're very, you know, they correlate very well with business and running a successful business. And we have a lot of tips and strategies that we give you on ASA Network. In fact, if you go over there right now and reach out to one of our life coaches, you can get a free copy of the book that I wrote several years ago called The Golden Business Solution. So all you have to do, and you're going to get an electronic copy of it, all you have to do is register on that on asanetwork.biz, and then, you know, for free, and let the coach know that you heard about this on the radio, and they'll shoot you out an electronic copy of the Golden Business Solution. You're listening to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. You can find us at asanetwork.biz. You can also go to Facebook and do a search for ASA Network. Do a love tap. Tell a positive story. And when you do that, we'll share the story and share your business information on the radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15 to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax-deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome back to the Bible and Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we work hard and pray hard to enhance the success rate of your home-based business. We've been going through a great article we found. In fact, let me tell you where I found this. It was on Entrepreneurial Magazine, and it's 7 Lessons from the Boxing Ring. And boxing strategies align pretty well with business strategies, and we've been going through those. So let me recap for you real quick. First one was preparation. The next one was developing mental toughness.
Yep.
And then we talked about mastering the fundamentals. And then we talked about champions aren't born, they're made. Mm-hmm. And I would say that that's not 100% either way, but I think it's pretty consistent.
Right.
And then number five is be strategic. Be strategic.
Be strategic.
Yeah. So have a plan to, you know. So boxers, they know what their plan is. You know, they're going to fight this person, and then in the next fight, they're going to fight. You know, they've have it mapped out almost five fights in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even something that we even think about as we're watching the fight, but they already know, based upon them winning that fight, who the next person they need to fight, so they can keep climbing up, because there's a rank and a pecking order. And even if I had the weight to fight the heavyweight champion of the world, mm-hmm. just because I want to doesn't mean I'm going to get that opportunity.
Right.
Only people who have gone through and earned the right to fight the heavyweight champion get to that point. Now, if I started fighting right now today and I start knocking out all my opponents within the first minute, mm-hmm. then I can quickly work my way up that ladder to where they say, wow, we got to get this guy in front of the heavyweight champion of the world. But if I'm fighting and lose one, win a couple, lose, win, lose, you know, go back and forth, it's going to take me a while to earn the right to get up to that level to where I can fight the heavyweight champion of the world.
Right.
Okay. And you may not even get there with it off and on, because then you're, you know, you just don't have the fortitude of consistency that you need in order to get there.
Right. Right. And then... like in the boxing world, they talk about there's a reason a boxers have a corner man working with them during the match. So when you are being strategic in boxing, you have a team of people. So you're the product and you're out there, but, you know, there's a people working on your behalf. You know, you got the corner guy, you've got the person that patches you up, you know, if you get a, mm-hmm. you know, a scratcher.
Scratch the doctor.
The doctor guy, you know, you got the water mm-hmm. guy, and you got all these different people helping you. Well, in business, mm-hmm. you have a team as well. At least you should have a team.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your sponsor, or, you know, the person that brought you into the company. You've got their upline. You've got the company itself. You've got documentation. You got your team that you start to build. And mm-hmm. then you form a plan. And then that plan is what you march with going forward until you have a better plan,
mm-hmm.
right? So mm-hmm. you just keep doing that over and over.
Right. Well, and you got to have a plan, because if you don't have a plan, how can God order your steps if there's no plan?
Yeah. Yeah. Got to have a plan. And it definitely would benefit you to have a plan that is a plan that God can bless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The next one is be on guard. Be on guard. A boxing catastrophe, protect yourself at all times, offers simple but powerful advice for all for all pursuits in life. So be on guard, because just like in boxing, you need to keep your hands up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the business world, you need to keep your guard up, which is be on guard for people trying to steal your dream.
Okay.
Be on guard for people trying to mess you up,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you've got this plan, you're all excited. Be on guard for the fact that when you share your plan with someone else, they're not going to be as excited as you are.
Mm-hmm. How about distractions? Would that be something that you have to be on guard?
Be on guard for distractions. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's going to be mm-hmm. plenty of distractions. In fact, I would venture to say that as soon as you make a quality decision, you can best believe there's going to be some distractions to distract you from that decision.
Hmm.
Right. And I think that's typically in the home-based business industry, that there's so many things out there, and everybody you talk to knows of one, or they're in one, and they're trying to get you in, and it's like a shiny coin. I mean, and it may look and sound attractive, mm-hmm. but we shouldn't just be shifting just because it looks and sounds. Yeah, it looks and sounds simple, but when you get into it, it's never as simple.
Right.
So you got to know that you're where you're supposed to be, and be rooted. If you're not, then okay, then that's a time to maybe look for something else, but you got to find something that matches who you are.
Right.
You know, that you know that that's what you're called to do and to be.
Right, right. Yeah, so definitely be on guard. And the last one is be genuine. You know, don't put on false pretenses, fake it till you make it kind of thing. You know, don't do that. There is enough good stuff out there, enough genuine opportunity and reason for people to join you, but you've got to be solid. Excuse me. I ask people all the time, because I get people send me links. I had a guy that's talking to me now on Facebook, and he sent me his opportunity. So I asked him the 5 buying questions that we talk about here on the show, and we'll talk about more on the show. And as I'm asking him the 5 buying questions, and then he says, well, just check it out. You know, because one of the questions led to him talking about his opportunity. He said, well, just check it out. And I said, so why did you send me the link? Well, you know, I want you to check it out. Okay, so why do I need it? He's not asked me one question at all. So he doesn't know who I am or why do I need that particular product or service. He's not trying to fill a need for me. He's trying to fill his need.
Mm-hmm.
And his need is to get people to sign up. Whereas I believe that everyone listening to this show needs to be focused on how is my product or service going to help that individual? And it's not always about money. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be a benefit to that individual? And you don't know until you ask questions. Mm-hmm. You got to find out where that person is. Now, if it's a financial thing, more than likely you're not going to find out anything deep about that person's financial status, unless you really know them.
Mm-hmm.
But you can find out enough to know whether they're part-time instead of full-time, then you know that they're not making enough in their current opportunity to be full-time. Because otherwise they would be, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
so,
agree.
Yeah, yeah. So you have to be mindful in that area, but you still need to ask a lot of questions and find out how can your specific product or service benefit that individual.
Right.
Maybe they're looking for an opportunity. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're looking to be healthy. Maybe they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're looking to have better lifestyles or whatever. Maybe they're not. You don't know until you ask those questions.
Right. You know, and that's something that I think is really hard for most people is that, you know, you got to be about meeting somebody else's need. And even if they don't have that need now, there may be a time and season when they do. You never know that.
Right.
So it's still important to just really find out what the need is, and you can try and talk people into anything, and they might submit and sign up, but then you'll be chasing them the rest of your life trying to find them.
Oh yeah, sometimes I try to talk them out of it. I say, "Are you sure you want to do this?" Because I'm serious. Because I'm serious. I want to make sure you're serious, because otherwise, we don't need to even go there. I don't need you to sign up just to, so I can get to the next level.
For the sake of signing up.
For the sake of signing up. You're doing me no favors, and in fact, you're making it worse.
Right. Because they really don't need it. They really don't want it. They're caught up in the excitement of the hype of it.
Right.
And 3-4 months down the road, they're not going to be working it.
No, they're not.
They would have moved on to something else.
Yep. Next shiny coin.
Yep, absolutely. You know, Casper, that really touches on one of the questions that we have coming in is, what does a qualified prospect look like?
A qualified prospect. Well, that's a. I want to answer that a couple of different ways. So, a qualified prospect is someone who actually can benefit from your product or service. So, you're asking the 5 buying questions to someone, and you find they have a need. Let's say they have a health need. Let's say they have a health issue, and you know your product or service can help them, or at least potentially help them. You don't know for sure until they take it and so forth. But you have a pretty strong feeling that your product or service is going to help them. Then that would be a qualified prospect. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to. It doesn't mean that they're interested. It just means they're qualified. Does that make sense? Does that answer the question?
Yeah, it does. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, once you find a qualified prospect, now you have to get them into the into the process of information so they can make an intelligent decision. So then you got to get them information about your product or service. You have to do the follow-up, you know, like Deborah, you mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. And you got to keep moving them down that pipeline until they come out the other end. Now, it's funny because sometimes people never come out the other end.
In fact,
you look down the pipeline and say, what are you doing? You just got your hand stuck in there. You know, it's almost like they're bracing. You know, they don't want to come out the other end. I've got a guy that I'm talking to about a particular program, and this guy would be phenomenal at this program. He's a qualified prospect. Mm-hmm. He's in the right field for it. He has all the contacts. He would be phenomenal, and he won't come out the other end. He went in the pipeline, and I'm trying to get him out. You know, I may have to send like the little piglet down the pipeline, you know, to scrape him out because he's not coming
like
out the other end. Yeah, exactly, like a pipe cleaner. He's not coming out the other end. I'm saying, what is he doing? I don't understand it. I'm trying to get him more information. And I'd be okay if he said, no, I'm not interested. But he's never, he said, in fact, he said the exact opposite. He said, man, this looks great. And I'm saying, okay, then come out the other end. Come on, here's more information. Here's third party, here's some third party documentation. Here's a contact. Mm-hmm. Call this person. Check this out. But he won't come out the other end. It's very frustrating.
Right. You know, I think you hit on the key thing is sometimes people just really struggle with saying no.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would prefer no because I really need to move on. But anyway, so you're listening to Bible the Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. Bringing light into a dark world is Christ the King's theme. And you can find them at ctkradio.org. You can find us over at asanetwork.biz. And you can get a free copy of my book, The Golden Business Solution, by going over there, registering for free, and reaching out to one of our life coaches. They'll send you an electronic copy of that book. You can also go to Facebook and join our group discussion and ask us questions, okay? We love to answer your business questions regarding your home-based business. And do a love tap as tell a positive story. When you do that, we'll share your information on the radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Bible and Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we work hard and pray hard to enhance the success rate of your home-based business. We've been going through some great articles that we found on Success Magazine and Entrepreneurial Magazine, And then now we have another one that I want to talk about from Success Magazine. And if you're not aware, there are several online magazine articles that you should be signed up for, and most of them are free. So you can get information about how to build your business and great articles. There's a site called G-Code Magazine. So it's g-codemagazine.com. Then there's entrepreneurialmagazine.com or entrepreneur.com. And then Success Magazine, which is success.com. And on Success Magazine, there was an article that I thought was fascinating talking about, don't know what you're doing, you know more than you think. And what they're saying is that even though you might not feel proficient in a certain area, every day you grow more and more knowledgeable about that topic, especially if you're, you know, if you're studying that topic. That's why we have as on our daily action report card is talking about what kind of knowledge did you gain about your product or service today? Because if you're gaining that knowledge, that means you are becoming more knowledgeable about whatever it is.
Right.
So this article is talking about how to overcome the imposter syndrome. A lot of people in home-based business feel like they're impersonating a business person.
Yeah, a successful business person.
Right. Yeah, you know.
It's like, that's not me.
Right. Yeah, I'm not there yet. Well, yeah, I understand you're not there yet. But before Henry Ford started up the Ford Motor Company and they started building cars, do you think he started to have a mindset of a car manufacturer even before the first car ever rolled off the assembly line?
Yes.
Absolutely. You can look at any successful person today. They didn't wake up in the morning and have all the success that we see. In fact, one site, if you go to this site's a fascinating site. Some of the information we can share fairly easily on the radio, some of it is so visual, it's almost impossible to share on the radio. And so we're going to try to share some of it, though. But if you go to Funders and Founders, I always get those
backwards. That's still a tongue twister, isn't it?
It is. Fundersandfounders.com. And they talk about some of the stories of people like Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and Albert Einstein. And they talk about their life and how it was twisting and turning and going back and forth. And then they had this aha moment. And next thing you know, they're the person that we know of today. But nobody sees all the twists and turns that happened way, way before that.
Right.
And even though Mark Zuckerberg's a young man still, he had a lot of twists and turns in his life to get him to the Facebook part. He had failed software things that he tried to launch. They had different names. They were for different purposes. Even Facebook itself wasn't meant for what it has turned into today, but that's what we see. We see Facebook and we say, oh man, that's awesome or whatever. So anyway, so everyone has a time to where they are not who
they end up becoming.
Right. So in the process, they're working toward that or building up toward that. So I don't think anyone should feel guilty about not knowing everything.
I think, you know, one of the things that you said of why that happens is because people look at people successful and they think it happened overnight and they don't know what they went through to get there.
Right.
I think the second piece is sometimes you get around people who are just so almost arrogant about where they're at and they have no faults. They've never done anything wrong. Everything is, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they talk like that. And so you start thinking, oh, then I don't fit in. I don't, you know, I'm not doing what they're doing, so I don't qualify.
Right. You got it. So,
and we just need to know that they're not being honest about where they're at and how they got there, and that they're still struggling with things.
Right. So this article, the theme is how to overcome imposter syndrome. So the first way to overcome it is awareness. The first step to recovery is always awareness. You know, if you feel you have a problem, you know, you've got to come to realization that you have a problem.
Yeah, right. First statement is, I'm an alcoholic. My name is so-and-so, and I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah, yeah. So in this instance, you know, be aware that you are feeling inadequate when it comes to being who you think you need to be for your business. So when you're under these or this feeling, these feelings are not coming from a place of doubt, but in fact are the byproduct of your achievements. You can learn to accept your position or authority in leadership. In other words, you may not have achieved the levels of those high heavy hitters or high income earners. So you're saying because you haven't achieved it, you're faking it. And that's not, you know, it's not true. If you opened up a pizza shop on the corner, and I use this analogy all the time, but you know, to me it fits. You open up a pizza shop and you buy a franchise, you buy a Papa John's franchise, you open it up on the corner, and you've never owned a Papa John's franchise before, are you, every customer that comes in the door, you're going to say, you know, this is my first Papa John's, and you know, hopefully it's going to taste good. The pizza's going to be okay, you know, but I don't really know what I'm doing. I went to Papa John's U, and I learned how to flip the dough and stuff like that, but this is my first Papa John. You know, would you ever expect a pizza shop owner to ever say that to any of his clients?
No,
absolutely not.
So then why do we do it in home-based businesses?
Right.
And I have to fess up, I did that this week.
This week?
Well, last week. Last week. Yeah, yeah. I did it. Yeah. You know, and I'm like, what am I know better than that? It's like, don't do that.
Yeah. No, I mean, you are a business person. Maybe you're new, maybe you're older, whatever. Maybe you're 6 months in, 1 month in, 2 days in. Doesn't matter. You're a business person. So act like one.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And even if you slip up, like I did, you dust yourself up and keep moving and know, yep, don't do that again.
Well, that's the beauty of it, especially in a home-based business. You can mess up all the time and still be successful. You
right.
can mess yeah. up all the way to the top.
Fail
your way to the top. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The next one is internalization. So you're not separate from your accomplishments. It isn't somebody else's work that you are credited for. It's yours. Except that you did everything that needed to be done or in order to get you to your current position. So it's not a crime to receive a compliment and feel good about it. So it says you deserve the praise, so own it. So now this is somebody mm-hmm. who actually is doing something. The typical
right.
person is somebody who's not doing something.
Right,
so,
right.
But you need to own up to that as well. So you need to mm-hmm. say, you know, the reason why I'm not as successful as I need to be is because I have not done XYZ. You know, I've not made the calls. I've not made the follow-ups. I've not spoken to enough people. I haven't done enough product demos. Whatever it is, come to the realization and internalize your personal action, and has it been enough to be successful?
Right. Yeah. Looking at those accomplishments and, you know, and embracing those and, you know, and accepting those, you know, those compliments. I think that's really important. And that's something that, I'm doing better at.
Absolutely. The next one is talking about imperfections. Focus on the value you are adding to your team, to your surroundings, and to your workplace in general. Stop trying to attain perfection, because that is how you lower your own self-worth. Imperfection yeah. is inherent to every leader and every human being. Accepting this doesn't mean setting the bar low. It just means setting realistic expectations and welcoming uh-huh. the accolades you receive when striving for more next time.
Right. Yeah. So we're all imperfect. That's just the way it is. There's
That's
nobody
right.
perfect, no matter what they say. Mm-hmm. You know, not that we don't work toward, you know, things being better and flowing smoother and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. We still work toward it. But you're right. If we expect perfection and then when we fall short, then we start beating ourselves up, and that's when our self-worth gets attacked.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. We need to focus on, you know, that we're just going to keep making changes and growing.
Yeah. Yeah. If it was about perfection, then we would have plan and do with no review.
Right.
Because
with no review, because you wouldn't need to review anything, right?
We'd need to review it. What's the point? Plan, do.
Right.
Plan, do.
Right.
No, it's plan, do, review.
But that's where
right.
some of your greatest moments come, is because you're imperfect,
mm-hmm.
because you have failed and you made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So you learn how to enjoy the journey. You gain a wealth of knowledge because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's what builds a strong you.
Yeah, yeah. I remember a long time ago when I was in Amway for the first or second time or third time, I met a very, very wealthy Amway double diamond, triple diamond, triple decker somebody. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
he was just a neat old guy. Nothing really special. If you saw him on the street, you'd not know that he was who he was. And I was talking to him one time, and he said, I said, you know, so-and-so doesn't, his presentation is a little off, and he's this and that and stuff. And he said, he's a young man. It's taken him 20 years to imperfect his presentation. So he did it on purpose. He said, because if he had a very flashy, perfect presentation, people would say, yeah, well, sure, he can do it, but there's no way I'm going to be able to do that. Man, he was perfect. Yeah. So he said, no, he stumbles around and loses his place and loses the page and stuff. And he has people running up to the front, signing up. I said, wow.
That's interesting.
they said, man, if he can do it, I'm going to tear this.
That's exactly what it says.
Yeah.
Before we close out, I want to read this.
It's about 30 seconds.
30 seconds? Yeah. Okay, it's about goals. It says, my goal for 2015 is to accomplish the goals of 2014, which I should have done in 2013. In 2013, because I made a promise in 2012 and planned it in 2011.
Well, there you go. You're listening to the Bible Business Radio Show. We'll catch you on the next show.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax-deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.